was on Sunday for the fourth Sunday in Advent, and next week begins all the Christmas services. Our theme today, Comfort Ye My People, Let Your Hearts Be True and Humble, Order of Vespers, page 229. Please stand.
O Lord, open my lips. Haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Verses 1 through 6, responsive.
The Mighty One God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire, around him a mighty tempest.
He calls to the heavens above, and to the earth that he may judge his people.
Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me, by sacrifice.
Let us declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now,
Heart to Glad Sound, hymn 349.
Our God.
chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Second reading from Matthew, chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us. Advent responsory. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the name of our branch.
Saved, and Israel will dwell securely.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Comfort ye, my people, in 3:47.
Speak, give peace, the Savior, our God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Next week, we will step into the time of Christmas, a time of joy and a time of peace, a time to think on the humble way that the Son of God took on human flesh in order to dwell with us here on earth. It is this humility and the divine plan of how this was going to be accomplished that we will focus on tonight. As we sing in our theme hymn, Comfort, Comfort Ye My People, each week, today we focus on the last verse. Make ye straight what long was crooked, make the rougher places plain. Let your hearts be true and humble, as befits his holy reign. For the glory of the Lord now over earth is shed abroad, and all flesh shall see the token that his word is never broken. Throughout Advent, we have looked at the numerous promises from God on how he would accomplish this. First, it was a promise to Ahaz that a virgin would give birth, a promise that would be fulfilled through the person of the Virgin Mary. Tonight, it is a promise that this Messiah will come from the stump of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David, the great king of Israel, and from which all the rightful kings of Israel would come from. Isaiah describes the Messiah as thus: There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He shall make straight what long was crooked, make the rougher places plain. The Lord has revealed two essential pieces of the bringing the Messiah to us. First, he shall come from a virgin. And second, he shall come from the line of David. He will be a descendant of the king of Israel, King David. These two proponents open up all sorts of speculation on how God would accomplish this. But we do not need to speculate because we learn tonight how the second piece falls into place. In our second lesson, we meet Joseph. Joseph seems just like any other guy, and we know very little about him. We know that he is a just man, according to tonight's lesson. But if you look back at the first chapter of Matthew, we see that Joseph is actually of noble heritage. You can read verses 1 through 16 to see that Jesus Christ is called the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. Once again, we see before our very eyes how the Lord God fulfills his promises. We have the virgin, and now we have the heritage that comes from David. But wait, if the Messiah is to be born of a virgin, and Joseph is supposed to be the father, how does that work? There are some issues here, some biological issues. This means that Joseph cannot be the biological father. How is this supposed to work? St. Matthew tells us, Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. It will take a dream to reveal to Joseph the nature of this miraculous birth. Just like the Joseph in the Old Testament, God spoke to this New Testament Joseph in a dream. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now it will be explained that this is a fulfillment of the messianic prophecy by Isaiah in 700 BC. Jesus is indeed that Messiah. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Joseph, despite his noble lineage, was a just and humble man. He followed the word of God, and he took Mary as his wife and Jesus as his son. He would go on to protect Jesus and Mary as they traveled and lived in Egypt for a time in order to escape the wrath of Herod. And in doing so, the glory of the Lord now over the earth is shed abroad. This is truly a humble family. Mary, despite being the mother of God, counts herself as a lowly handmaiden. Joseph, despite not being the biological father of Jesus, cared for him and Mary. But the humblest of them all is their own son, Jesus Christ. This Jesus Christ who came down from heaven and was born of the Virgin Mary and became man for us. In doing so, God kept his word and fulfilled all the promises he made. It is this humility that we ought to emulate, that we submit to the good and perfect will of God and lower ourselves for the sake of our neighbors. This is what it means to let your hearts be true and humble, as befits his holy reign, and see the token that his word is never broken. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your minds in Christ Jesus under everlasting life. Amen.
Continue page 231, Canticle Magnificat. We stand to sing.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the
Kyrie, page 233, we stand to sing.
Be with you all.